Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and I'm glad you joined us today. The topic of today is home, and the title of today's lesson is Fix That. Fix That. Anna, do you fix things at home?
Me? Well, not usually. That's usually my brother or my dad's job. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm your other teacher here on the show.
Well, all right. Let's get started fixing things today and practicing English. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Phil Fixit can fix things. He's not a professional. He just enjoys fixing things. He paints things, too. But he's careful not to spill any paint. His favorite things to fix are noisy windows and doors. But Phil cannot fix everything. Phil calls a professional for plumbing problems. If he doesn't, he might flood his house.
Today we are talking about fixing things. Rob has a special guest on the show. He likes fixing things. Hey, Anna, what are you doing?
Well, Peter, I'm trying to fix my clipboard. It's broken.
Well, it looks like you really do need to fix that.
Yeah, I'm trying. Can you take a look at it, Peter?
Sure, let me take a look. Maybe I can fix it. How about we go to Christina for the keywords?
Right, I'll do that part. Well, friends, let's join Christina now to learn our keywords.
今天受访的来宾是 Phil, 他很会修理东西。动词修理就是 fix. Phil can fix many things. 他虽然很会修东西但是不算是专业的。Professional 可以当名词表示内行的专家。He is not a professional.Phil 也会粉刷，他说粉刷不难，但是要小心，不要让油漆溅出来，喷得到处都是。溅出来或者是洒出来就是 spill. Don't spill any paint. Phil 说他最喜欢的就是修理会发出怪声音的门。He likes fixing noisy doors. 形容词 noisy 就是很吵，会发出噪音的。不过因为 Phil 本身并不是专业的，所以如果水管出问题的话，他还是需要找人来修。He calls a professional for plumbing problems. 这里的 plumbing 指的是与排水管装置。这个字 B 不发音。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about fixing things. And please welcome to my show, Mr. Phil Fixit. Hello Phil Fixit, welcome to our show.
Thank you Rob, I'm glad to be here.
Phil, you fix a lot of things.
Yes, I do. I enjoy fixing things, but I'm not a professional.
What kinds of things do you fix?
I do all kinds of repairs. I also paint things.
Is painting hard?
It's not hard, but don't spill any paint.
So today, we are going to talk about fixing things. Hey, Anna, does your clipboard work now?
It does, Peter. It's just like new. Thanks for fixing it for me.
You're welcome.So, Anna, what does this word fix mean?
Well, sometimes things at home need to be fixed. When something stops working right, you need to fix it.
Sometimes things are easy to fix. You just buy a new one or get a new part. But sometimes things are hard to fix. That's when you need a professional. Oh, and I know a professional.Her name is Christina to help us with this.
Phil 也说他自己不算是专业的修缮人员。他说 I'm not a professional. 这里的 professional 是名词，指在某方面很专业的专家。 你可以说 You sing like a real professional. 你唱起歌很像专业歌手。We need a cleaning professional. 我们需要一名清洁专家。另外 professional 这个字也是形容词，表示专业的、职业的。所以可以说 a professional singer, 专业歌手。A professional football player, 职业橄榄球员。A professional dancer, 专业舞者。这些都是 professional 当形容词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Well, a professional is a person that is really good at something, and they do that thing for their job. Friends, what is your job? Are you a professional at something?
Well, today's guest is really good at fixing things, but he is not a professional. He fixes things for a hobby, not a job. So that means he's not a professional.
Right, he does it for fun. He enjoys fixing things. And that's today's calendar phrase.
I enjoy fixing things.
I enjoy fixing things.
我喜欢修东西。
My bike is broken. Will you fix it?
Sure.I enjoy fixing things.
The seat is broken. Will you fix it?
Sure. I enjoy fixing things.
The wheel is broken. Will you fix it?
Sure. I enjoy fixing things.
Good, because I enjoy breaking things.
I enjoy fixing things.
I enjoy fixing things.
我喜欢修东西。
Do you enjoy fixing things? Or do you know someone who enjoys fixing things? Who is that person?
Well, my brother enjoys fixing things. So when I have a problem with something, I can ask him. But let's learn more from Rebecca about today's grammar points. Here she is!
Hey friends, if you want to tell someone that you enjoy doing something, you can use this grammar point. I enjoy doing something. For example, I enjoy meeting new people. Or, I enjoy driving a car. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So, I enjoy running. I enjoy reading.I enjoy resting. What do you enjoy doing, friends?
You can say you like to do something, too. I like to study English. I like to paint. Try using both ways to say it. Well, I like conversation B, so let's go there right now.
How did you learn to do so many things?
I read books and searched the internet. If you can follow directions, you can fix things.
I can't. I'm not good with tools.
You just need more practice with them.
Maybe. So, Phil, what is your favorite thing to fix?
I like fixing windows and doors. When they are noisy, I make them quiet.
Well, Rob is talking to Phil Fixit. He enjoys fixing things. He is not a professional. But how did he learn to do so many things?
He likes to learn how to fix things. He reads books and searches on the internet. I think he is really curious about things.
When you use the internet to learn something...We say that you search for it on the internet. Peter, are there some other ways to say this?
Yeah, there are lots. You can look for something on the internet. If it is something easy to find, something like a time or place or date, you can just say, let me check the internet.
Or you can use the internet to find something.So there are many ways to say the same thing. But That's only half of Phil's answer. What else does he say?
He says you need to follow directions. What does that mean, follow directions, Anna?
Oh, I know. Let's show our friends what that means, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you directions, Peter, and you follow them, okay?
All right.
All right. Peter, touch your head. Peter, turn around. Peter, give me all your money. Wow, Peter, you're really good at following directions, and you're not very rich.
Okay, so those are directions, and I followed them.
That's right. Well, we also use this phrase, to follow, when we talk about the law. We try to follow the law.
That's right, Anna. So those are rules that we have, like don't steal, don't speed when you're driving. That's the law. And if you don't do those things, you follow the law.
Exactly. Well, friends, it's time to take a break. So let's do that right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Thanks for joining us today. Hey, did you fix anything during the break?
I fixed a lot of things, Peter.
Really, Anna? I don't believe you.
You're right. I didn't fix anything.
Well, what'd you do during the break?
I took a break. I rested. But maybe you can help me fix some things later. For now, it's time to go to Conversation C. Let's go there together.
Do you fix everything?
No, I can fix some things, but professionals should fix other things.
Like what?
Well, like plumbing. If you don't do it right, you might flood your house.
Right. Cleaning up after a flood is a lot of work.
Also, you need expensive tools for some jobs. Hire someone to do those.
Yes, that is cheaper than buying the tools.
Phil Fixit, today's guest, can fix many things, and he taught himself how to do it. But can he fix everything?
No, he can't. He says that professionals should fix some things.
Like what?
Well, that's a good question, Peter. Let's talk about it. When you ask the question, like what, it means you want the person to explain more and give examples.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said, like what?
Yep.
Anna, I am asking you to give examples like what? Professionals should fix some things like what?
Oh, now I understand, Peter. Phil says professionals should fix things like plumbing. This is a new word for us today. What does plumbing mean?
Plumbing is all that stuff that deals with water in our houses and buildings. Like toilets, sinks, all those pipes, that stuff is plumbing.
Have you ever had a problem with your plumbing before? Those problems can be really serious, and we need plumbing to work every day.
That's right. If the plumbing breaks, get it fixed fast. You don't want to have water in your house and all over your floors.
That's right. Be sure to call a plumber. They can help you fix it.
Yes, a professional should fix it because they have the right equipment. But what happens after the plumbing is fixed? All that water will be everywhere. That's a problem too.
Right. You need to clean up after you fix the problem. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase. Here she is.
家里如果水管漏水，弄得房子里到处都是水，收拾起来真的是很费功夫。Rob 就说 ,Cleaning up after a flood is a lot of work. 这个句子的主词是前半句动名词片语 ,Cleaning up after a flood. 而后面的 a lot of work 指的就是很多功夫。现在来学片语 ,Clean up after 什么？表示某个人或者是某件事把环境或者是事情弄得很脏乱或者是一塌糊涂之后需要有人帮他善后。比如你喜欢养狗但是我总是帮忙在后面收拾善后。I always clean up after your dog. 或者台风之后大家努力打扫收拾就可以说 We are working hard to clean up after the typhoon.
Thanks, Christina. Well, it's important to call a plumber when you have a problem, but it's also important to review our keywords. So, follow along. We'll do that right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Fix. Fix. Can you fix the door?
Professional. Professional.Jim can do it. He is a professional.
Spill. Spill. Johnny spilled his milk on the table.
Noisy. Noisy. We can't talk here. It's too noisy.
Plumbing. Plumbing. We have no water.Check the plumbing. All right, friends, those are our keywords today, so make sure you practice them at home. And now it's time for us to take a look back at today's conversations.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about fixing things.And please welcome to my show, Mr. Phil Fixit. Hello, Phil Fixit. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Phil, you fix a lot of things.
Yes, I do. I enjoy fixing things, but I'm not a professional.
What kinds of things do you fix?
I do all kinds of repairs. I also paint things.
Is painting hard?
It's not hard, but don't spill any paint.
How did you learn to do so many things?
I read books and searched the internet. If you can follow directions, you can fix things.
I can't. I'm not good with tools.
You just need more practice with them.
Maybe. So, Phil, what is your favorite thing to fix?
I like fixing windows and doors. When they are noisy, I make them quiet.
Do you fix everything?
No, I can fix some things, but professionals should fix other things.
Like what?
Well, like plumbing. If you don't do it right, you might flood your house.
Right. Cleaning up after a flood is a lot of work.
Also, you need expensive tools for some jobs. Hire someone to do those.
Yes, that is cheaper than buying the tools.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready to fix things.
You're going to fix things?
Sure, I enjoy DIY.
Ginger...You're not a professional.
I know, but I'm good with tools.
Well, how do you know how to fix things?
I follow the directions.
Oh, so what can you fix?
Noisy things. I can make them quiet.
Oh, good.
And I paint things, too.
Oh, great, but don't spill any paint.
Don't worry, I won't spill too much.
Hey, Don't spill any.
Uh-oh. Too late. Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fixing things. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Electra Shane. Hello,
hey.
Electra.
Hey, Rob.
Electra, you have a very interesting job. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I'm an electrician. I take care of and fix wires and electrical things.
Wow, so you repair things.
That's right.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Lamont Hunt of Roland Heights, California. Lamont writes, I love to fix things. What are some good jobs for me?
Great question, Lamont. Well, there are many jobs where people fix things.
That's true. Your job is a good example.
That's right. Electricians fix wires and electrical things. If Lamont likes to fix things, he could be an electrician or a mechanic. That's a good job, too.
A mechanic fixes cars and machines.
That's right. People pay mechanics to fix their cars.
What are some other good jobs?
Well, tailors and cobblers fix things. Tailors fix clothes and cobblers fix shoes.
I see. Oh, I just thought of another good job. A plumber.
Hey, that's right, Rob. Plumbers fix pipes.
What do you call someone who fixes many different things?
Well, you can call them a handyman or a maintenance worker.
Wow. Thanks for your help, Electra. So, Lamont, there are many jobs you can do. I'm sure you can find one you'll enjoy. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Okay, friends, that is all the time we have today. It's been fun learning from Phil Fixit. He is really good at fixing things.
That's true, Peter. But he wasn't always good at fixing things. He tries really hard to get better. He is curious about fixing things. Are you curious about some things, friends?
Yeah, friends, if you are curious about something, then you get better at it. Think about English. Are you curious about English? You will try more if you are curious. Then you will get better. You don't need to be a professional. Just keep learning and stay curious.
That's right. Remember to practice every day. A good way to do that is come and join us on the show. So we'll have another lesson for you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.